Bad Bunny to play Marvel antihero El Muerto. Canada's Leah Marlene and Nicolina Botso among American Idol's top 10. And Eurovision Canada to debut in 2023. It's Tuesday, April 26th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Bad Bunny will portray El Muerto in a forthcoming flick based upon the Marvel comic books, it was revealed on Monday. The 28-year-old Puerto Rican music artist and producer, whose real name is Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, is the first Latino actor to headline a live-action Marvel movie. El Muerto is scheduled to open in cinemas in January 2024. To bring El Muerto to life is just incredible, Ocasio told a gathering of movie theater owners in Las Vegas, according to the reports. It's so exciting. In the comic books, El Muerto is Juan Carlos Estrada Sanchez, a wrestler with superhuman strength thanks to powers bestowed to him through a mask. Ocasio is a real-life wrestling fan who has appeared at several WWE shows. He had roles in last year's F9, The First Saga, and the TV series Narcos Mexico, as well as the forthcoming Bullet Train starring Brad Pitt and Sandra Bullock. Leah Marlene and Nicolina Botso, both from Toronto, made it in the top 10 of American Idol at the end of Monday's episode. It is the farthest that any Canadian has gotten in the competition, which opened up to talent north of the border 2 seasons ago. Viewers outside the US are not able to vote for their favorites. Marlene, an Illinois resident who was born in Toronto, performed Bob Dylan's Make You Feel My Love on Monday's episode. Her father, Derry Grahan of Canadian rock band Honeymoon Suite, was in the studio audience. Marlene, who turns 21 in June, told Billboard she was approached by producers about auditioning at a time when she was struggling with mental health issues. "I was so freaked out by the fact that I didn't even consider this idea," she recalled. "It shifted every paradigm of what I saw for my life, and then I decided, what the hell, why not? I'm in this crazy transitionary season, and I don't know why this feels different, but it does." Botso, who's from Richmond Hill, Ontario, made it into the top 10 with a cover of Since You've Been Gone by inaugural Idol winner Kelly Clarkson. The university student who turns 19 next month told Billboard she got hooked on performing at age 6 and hopes to have a career like her idol, Adele. A third Canadian competitor, BC's Cameron Whitcomb, made it into the top 20 this season, matching an achievement by Lauren Censor-Smith in season 18. Ontario natives Vivian Hicks, Heather Russell, and Lonrad Kiss previously earned golden tickets to Hollywood but were eliminated before the live shows. Canada is getting its own Eurovision competition. Toronto-based Insight Productions, the company behind the Canadian versions of reality shows like Amazing Race and Big Brother, as well as Idol and Got Talent, will produce Eurovision Canada. The series, set to debut next year, will feature music artists and bands from all provinces and territories showcasing original songs. "It's time for Canada to join the party and become a player in this worldwide spectacle," said Martin Osterdahl, executive producer of Eurovision Song Contest, in a statement. More details about the show, including its hosts and broadcast network, will be announced soon. Eurovision Song Contest debuted in 1956, and winners have included Waterloo by Sweden's ABBA in 1974, and Love Shines a Light by the UK's Katrina and the Waves in 1997. In 1988, Switzerland won with Ne Partez Pas Sans Moi, performed by Canada's Celine Dion. Last year's winner was Zitti e Buoni by Italian band Måneskin. The Eurovision concept expanded in the US this year as American Song Contest, which airs on NBC. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.